Welcome to What in God's Name? Short form. We're here to help you understand our common life using moral language, moral concepts, and moral frameworks in shows that are short, 7 minutes or less. Today's show, Zelensky and Trump, what you need to understand about authority and power. What we want to help you understand today is one moral dimension of yesterday's big story of the meeting between Ukrainian President Zelensky and United States President Donald Trump. The moral dimension that helps us understand a lot of what's happening in our culture today, not just what happened yesterday, but broader dynamics, is seeing the qualitative difference between authority and power. Authority and power. They are not the same. Power is amoral, without an inherent goodness or badness. Power is neutral between good and evil. Power is just a fact of the world, like numbers or time. These things just exist. They are basic realities of how we experience the world. They're neither good nor bad. They just are. Authority is a kind of power. So authority and power are related. But here's the difference. Authority connects the exercise of power to something that legitimizes that exercise of power. Let me say that again. Authority connects the exercise of power to something that legitimizes that exercise of power. Examples are helpful here. Three examples. Example one, a doctor's power to heal is authorized by her study and experience. A quack may assert the power to heal, but without authority. Example two, a person who has signed a contract has the power to back out of the contract only if the contract has an out clause. In other words, only if the agreement authorizes the power to break the agreement. The third and final example, a democratically elected president exercises legitimate power because the president has been authorized by the vote of the people. So to sum up where we are, power is amoral. Amoral. It's just a feature of the world. Authority connects the exercise of power to something that legitimizes it. Now, to Zelensky and Trump. Trump operates in the amoral world of power. It's a crude understanding that reduces human interactions to strength and weakness and seeks from strength to exploit weakness. Trump sees accurately that Zelensky has a relatively weak hand. Trump, of course, used the card game metaphor yesterday. In his amoral exercise of power, Trump's predatory instinct recognizes Zelensky's weakness and his weak position and presses for concessions, a win-lose deal where powerful American economic interests win and Ukrainian democracy loses. This is the mineral deal. When people say Trump's foreign policy is transactional, this is what they mean. Now, let's be clear. Trump has some authority to do this. We elected him. We elected him. Even if you didn't vote for him, we elected him. But beyond that, Trump has no moral authority. He only has power. And Zelensky, in his relative weakness, is the one with the moral authority. He and his people are on the side of freedom and dignity. They've been attacked by an authoritarian who believes in nothing but power. Let's dig into this a little bit more deeply. The shift represented by Trump's abandonment of Ukraine and embrace of Putin, of course, has profound geopolitical implications for Europe, for NATO, for the world order. But the geopolitical cannot be separated from this understanding of power and authority. Because Trump cannot see, this is an inability to see on his part, because he cannot see moral authority as a kind of power, his shift from Zelensky to Putin is a betrayal of American ideals. But even more than that, more than a betrayal of American ideals, and this is what the S1 Project wants to help you understand, it's a betrayal of moral decency. Moral decency in this context is at the very least American graciousness and help to a leader, Zelensky, and a people, the Ukrainians, who have suffered unjustly at the hand of an invading enemy. The moral authority is Zelensky's. His power is legitimized and receives moral authority by standing for ideals like democracy, like freedom, at great risk to his own life. The squandered moral authority is America's. Why is it important for you and me, as American citizens, to understand our common life through the lens of morality? Because it keeps us grounded in the authority of the good. And when everything else is shifting ground, we have to find solid foundations. A moral vision gives us the solid foundation. This has been What in God's Name? Short Form, a production of the S1 Project. If you like what you heard today and think it might be helpful to share with a friend or an enemy, please do. Check us out and get our newsletter at s1project.org. I'm Pastor Christopher Owen. We'll be back with more soon.